Let's Get Legal, powered by the Illinois State Bar Association. So excited to have back on the program Nora Devine from the Devine Law Group. Nora, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, and thanks for having me again.
It is, is it ever not tax season? I think we're always thinking about taxes, but for a lot of Cook County folks, they're either, they just got their tax bill, and a lot of assessments are happening, so things must be getting busy for you.
Yeah, it's funny. In a lot of states, my job doesn't even exist because they don't rely on the property tax to fund the schools. But in Illinois, there's a lot of people that do my job. And when I started doing this job 17 years ago, everybody sort of had summers off. It was kind of understood that it wasn't going to be much going on in the summer in the way of reassessments and appeals. And now that's completely different. It's really more of a year-round thing these days. The assessor this year compared to the last 3 years, 5 years is running actually way behind. He's about 5 months behind.
Why is that?
It seems to be they switched over from their mainframe to a new computer system.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're dealing with any kind of big data and big processes, I imagine there can be all kinds of hang-ups with that. So I assume that that's a big part of the story.
All right. A lot of people are getting their assessments right now. How does that work? I mean, I know it's done every 3 years in the city, right?
So, yeah, this year, the entire city of Chicago is being reassessed. That would be West Township, North Township, Rogers Park, Lakeview, Jefferson Park, things like that, South Township, Hyde Park Township. And they're getting reassessed this year. Next year, the north and northwest suburbs will be reassessed, affecting the taxes due and payable the following year. And then the next year after that, it's the south and southwest suburbs. And it seems, though, that I think I'm starting to get the picture. I'm starting to have a hunch that this particular administration would like to go more toward annual assessments where they're kind of reevaluating and changing the values sort of every year.
That seems more messy to me.
Well, I mean,
or is it more accurate and you might get more tax revenue from it?
There's an argument for it.
Mm-hmm.
That, to take a 3-year median of sales, you know, the market can change much faster up or down within that very long 3-year time span. We've seen it do so in the last, you know, in recent memory. So there is some argument in favor of it. Whether we're ready for it, to me at this moment, judging on all the things I've seen in the last few months, it seems like that would be trying to run before you can walk.
Right.
So we've seen a lot of difficulty with getting the townships published. They're recalling townships. They're changing the numbers or republishing them. So a lot of the attorneys that do closings and transactions, and I don't do that work, but I do advise a lot of these folks, and they're saying, like, what do you think about this proration for this deal or this proration for that deal? And I'm telling them all, don't rely on any of these numbers right now. Because for the first time since I've been doing this and the first time since anybody's been doing this, these numbers aren't reliable once they're published. They've been pulled back and changed. So it's been more exciting than usual, I would say, this year.
As exciting as property taxes and commercial taxes can get. Obviously, you love it. 312-981-7200. That's the phone line. And Nora, you're going to answer people's questions if they have any. 312-981-7200. The first question I have, just generally speaking, about when someone should call you is, when should someone call you? It's not, oh my gosh, look at this bill I have to pay for the last year. At that point, that bill, you're going to have to pay that.
Yeah, it depends what state you're in. If you're in Indiana and you see a bill, that's actually your trigger to appeal the assessment at the time, believe it or
really?
Not.
Really?
It's not that way in Illinois. In Illinois, you want to act when you get that reassessment notice. You have a 30-day period to appeal to the assessor in Cook County. And then after that, the Board of Review opens sometime down the road and will open for that township for appeals. And the role of the Board of Review is to provide an independent review of the assessor's values.
Did you say 30 days?
Yeah, well, 30 days to appeal to the assessor. That's why everybody thinks that they have this huge time crunch and appeal deadline, but in reality, when we're looking at the numbers for where the relief was issued the last year or two, by far the Board of Review was the one that was issuing the reductions, and it seemed to many that the assessor wasn't actually even reviewing the appeals that were submitted there. So it's not a big deal if you miss the assessor's appeal window. You can definitely still go to the Board of Review when they open for that township.
Mm-hmm. 312-981-7200 if you've got questions. Nora Devine from the Devine Law Group. You can go to devinelawgroup.com for more. Is there a good phone number you want people to call, or just want them to go to the website first? Because you answer a lot of great questions
yeah,
there.
Yeah, the website's pretty comprehensive, and there's a really good intake form. It doesn't require a ton of information, and you know, your email address, your PIN number, and your county, because we do cover the entire state of Illinois, all 102 counties. So we do happy to review anything that comes our way, give people a little bit of advice. The further outside of Cook County you are, the more accurate you find the assessors will be, because they're dealing with smaller jurisdictions and don't have as many challenging valuation problems as we do have down here. So. Mm-hmm.
All right, so you attached a study in this email, which you could probably break down a lot more than I can, but basically it talks about this shift in Cook County's property tax burden and how COVID-19 and some changes made have really changed the burden. Where is the burden shifting from and to?
Well, it doesn't seem like it's a secret anymore that this assessor's policy intention is to alleviate homeowner tax bills and to shift the tax bill burden over to the commercial taxpayers. So it's been said...
Off the top of my head, that sounds great, right? I think a lot of people think that sounds great.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, I don't have to pay as high taxes. Okay. Problem is...
Yeah, and the problem is the job creators, and, you know, we're number 49 on a list of 50 states in terms of fiscal health, and we're number 2 highest property taxes already. And you know, it makes a difference when people are deciding where to put their corporate headquarters, where they're going to put a distribution center, or where they're going to put a new office building, or whether they're going to invest in Chicago or the state of Illinois. So there is this delicate balance, and it's not unique to this area. It goes on all over the country and all over the world in terms of who's going to pay what.
How much of a shift are we talking here?
The study is a little bit fuzzy in the way that it's just taking an average tax rate for the entire county, and I don't think that's the best methodology just because the highest tax rate is somewhere around 35%, and that's down in the southwest suburbs somewhere, south suburbs, and here in the city of Chicago, the tax rate may be more like 6.7. So to just...
For residents?
No, for the local tax rate.
Okay.
Yeah, so the... You take your assessment times the equalizer times the tax rate. So you have this wide variation countywide on how big your local tax rate can be. So just taking an average of those is not quite a great method. But when they were ballparking it, they were saying about $1.2 billion is probably more. And, you know, that's the problem really with what happened was that the assessor was about to publish the values for 2020. And the pandemic shutdown happened in March, and he's getting ready to publish, and he decided, oh, I must do something. And so what he did was he issued these quote-unquote COVID reductions to all the residential properties, and they were done in a way that wasn't quite in line with what the market ended up doing. So if you're taking all residential real estate, you're knocking it down 8 to 12%. And then what really happens is that residential real estate increases 20% in
right.
the area.
Now so he was the assessor with good intentions trying to say, hey, we'll
good
try.
Good intentions for some.
For some. We're going to try to alleviate people. It's COVID.
I know, but the state of Illinois has a constitutional provision, which I think is pretty wise in how it was drafted. And it says that if you're going to classify property for real estate tax purposes, which is what we do in Cook County, you can't have the highest taxed grouping of properties assessed more than 2.5 times what the lowest is assessed at.
Okay.
So if a residential house can be assessed at 10% of its value, you can't have a situation where a commercial property is being assessed more than 2.5 times that, so more than 25% of its value.
Uh-huh.
And when you look at the studies that came out from the state of Illinois' Department of Revenue, you can see that the residential really did dip below the requirements of that ratio. So I imagine that several clever attorneys, including myself, will be making arguments on behalf of these commercial taxpayers that this was a violation of the 2.5-to-1 ratio provision in the Illinois Constitution. So I do feel for all of the commercial taxpayers, the industrial taxpayers. I think that there's a reason why we don't want to completely shove the burden over to them, because the framers of our state constitution wisely knew that we can't kill the golden goose. We need industry here.
Right. Nora Devine knows what she's talking about, people. Boy, I could dive into this deeply, but let's get some callers too, some texters, 312-981-7200. If you have a personal question about a tax bill that you've gotten here in Cook County, or really all the counties in Illinois, right?
Yeah, we cover the whole state.
The whole state, 312-981-7200. Let's Get Legal, powered by the Illinois State Bar Association. We'll continue after this. This is Let's Get Legal, powered by the Illinois State Bar Association. Nora Devine here talking about all things tax. How'd you get into tax law, by the way, Nora?
Well, I was working for a real estate developer, and he did not enjoy responding to all the inquiries that were coming from the property tax firm that he was using at the time. So he made me do all that, and among all kinds of other random building management types of functions. And so I was responding to all of these, and I got really familiar with the forms. And then somebody suggested that maybe I should do an internship at the Cook County State's Attorney's Office in the Civil Division, which I did. At the time, my father-in-law was the state's attorney, and you know, he didn't know who I was at the time or anything, but I showed him recently my old ID. And it was kind of funny because now, you know, he's my father-in-law. But at the time, so I only did a summer there.
Uh-huh.
But apparently, after you spend time in that particular internship, the universe will not allow you to be anything other than a property tax attorney. Because everybody that was wanting to hire me or wanting to know what my next move was wanted me to go in that direction. And
yeah.
They were willing to pay me quite a bit more than the other sort of clerkships that were available to me at the time. So, and then I was good at it, and I kind of liked it. There was a lot of room for professionalizing the practice at the time. It was very clout based back then, and it was, you know, the work product was slight, and it was just a really good opportunity to kind of take a practice area and try to make it a little bit more professional.
Yeah.
I would say, and that we've seen that trend as the people have developed on the government side, and different politicians have taken different offices, and then as you know, people have developed on the private side. The work product's much more impressive. The arguments that are being advanced are a lot better than I would say they were 17 years ago.
There you go. I've got a lot of questions on the text line. Dan wants to know about what percentage of people that come to you for help end up getting a lower tax bill.
Well, so a lower tax bill, lower than what?
Before, I guess you said. But I guess taxes are always going to go up.
So the way we look at our work is we're trying to make your tax bill be lower than it otherwise would have been had you not appealed. And because we do have this 3-year reassessment timeline right now, there is a lag there. So if the market's on the way up, 3 years in a row, and then you get your reassessment notice, you know, your taxes may be scheduled to go up 50%, but you get somebody to appeal, and now they've only gone up 10%. So the way that you asked me the question was, can you make my bill lower, and how many times can you make it lower? And the truth is, since the real estate market has generally been inclining over the past several decades, and because the cost of running government, particularly funding our pension liabilities, has increased and really ballooned, the whole down trend is really not something
right.
that someone should be expecting right now. We need a big change to happen with our pension financials before we can expect any kind of relief on the property tax side, or the government needs to start taxing something else.
Right.
And if you talk about taxing retirement income, their hair lights on fire, or you talk about taxing services, and look, we talked about taxing pop, and look what happened there. I mean,
right. But so, I guess to Dave's question then, what percentage of clients or ish get
some relief?
Some relief.
So we aren't allowed to file cases that don't have merit. So,
okay.
You know, right there, we have a lot of conversations with taxpayers where we tell them that they're actually in good shape and there's probably not much we can do. And for the ones that we do take on, the success rate's got to be higher than 95%.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You wouldn't do it if you didn't.
And so that's the kind of brilliance of being a specialist, is that you get very, very acquainted with what is possible and what is not. And it's not that we don't try novel arguments. We do. You know, we're always trying to see if everything that worked last year is still working this year, and if something that might not have worked in the past might work this year. So it's not that we don't, you know, run things up the flagpole in hopes for adjusting the way that cases are analyzed. But in general, if a case doesn't have merit, we're telling the taxpayer they're in good shape.
Well, Diane even asked here on the text line, she says, I don't want to waste your time, but can anyone ask you for...
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
We're set up. I mean, we invested heavily in technology. We have a custom database. We rent the assessor's bulk data in Cook County, which is not cheap to do, and I have highly trained staff, so it doesn't take us very much time at all, based on maybe 5 data points to be able to look around the neighborhood, see what's going on, look at the sales. We have access to the multiple listing service, things like that. So it's pretty quick for us to tell you whether or not you have something there.
Is that online? They submit that information?
Yeah, we have an intake form on the website.
Yeah, okay. See, this is the thing. Everybody in the world right now, at least here in Illinois that's listening, go to the Devine Law Group, DEVINE, right. lawgroup.com. Might as well plug in and see what you get, right?
Yeah, I mean, if there's some angle there, we will let you know.
That's what I like about it. Let's go on the phone lines. We got Tom calling from Forest Park. Hey, Tom.
Hey, and I thought Taryn Conti had all the answers.
No, I got some.
Know how to pick the attorneys.
Yeah, there you go.
Let me have a question for you. I'm in a 96-unit condominium complex in Forest Park. And I was wondering, when we collectively protest the taxes, if you will, are we looked at on a commercial scale or on a residential scale rate on that protest?
So you would be, you're assessed at a 10% value factor. So if your condo was worth $100,000, your assessed value should be $10,000. And so when you're appealing as a condo building, your representative that's representing the condo association would be looking at sales in the building, looking at sales in buildings nearby, and then trying to make the best argument they can in terms of what the overall value of the building should be. And then what they do is they ask the Board of Review to break down by percentage of unit ownership how that value should be allocated to each unit. I don't think that answers your question, though.
But it's residential.
Yeah, it's a residential appeal. But what do you mean about rate?
Well, in terms of the factor per unit, is it a fair assessment across the board, given the recent sales, if you will?
I mean, I do. I'm looking at my friend's building right now out this beautiful, stunning window. I mean, this is amazing. I have a great view of the Ferris wheel at Navy Pier. And I have a friend who has like a three-bedroom unit in this building right over here at 345 East North Water Street, and he wants to maybe opt out of his group appeal because he's just getting the sense that he might be able to kind of dial in the value a little bit better on his own than if he's looped in with the other, because his unit's, you know, not the same as everybody else's and things like that. So there are times when it does make sense to opt out of the group appeal, but, you know, most of the time it makes sense to stay in the group appeal.
Tom, we got to go into the news, but feel free, to reach out.
You.
Yeah, thank you very much for the phone call. Nora, this went by so fast. We got a bunch of text questions about what's the most difficult county to deal with. Oh. Can you answer that within 10 seconds?
10 seconds. Since I teach for the Illinois Property Assessment Institute, I try really hard not to offend the assessing officials.
Let's do that.
I have some that shall not be named.
Okay, we'll talk about that off air. Exactly. Nora Devine, this was really great. I hope you come back again because a lot of people have questions. But really, go to thedevinelawgroup.com for more information and to plug that stuff in. We'll talk to you soon, Nora. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
More Let's Get Legal after the news coming up from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.